Send the honor code message, I love you, by repeatedly blinking the light in the frequencies and the durations required for the message. From ships, from the top of the mountains, from buildings, using the whole building, in town squares, from the sky and to the sky. Keep sending the message to the end of the year and beyond. Keep sending the message everywhere on the earth and to the universe. Keep sending. For individuals, send the message by hand. I love you. Or using flashlights, I love you. And pretty soon, this means I love you. Love is forever. You are beautiful. Thank you.
Hey, my name's Ryan. This is Redbox, and you've been caught red-handed. When you think of Yoko Ono, what immediately pops into your mind? Yep, me too. You see, humanity has this uncanny knack of thinking almost completely in superlatives. And so, unfortunately, though I speak not from personal experience, obviously, the problem with being famous yourself, but then being married to quite possibly one of the most famous people that has ever lived, is that ultimately people will always bridge the gap to the highest common denominator. And so Ono ends up at Lennon, quite like Camilla ends up at Charles, Lisa ends up at Elvis, China ends up at Japan, Gordon ends up at David, and Microsoft ends up at Apple. Thinking in superlatives, sometimes it's useful, but for this post, it's annoying. You see, this is not a post about John Lennon, but by only the second paragraph, we're already discussing him. So let's get that particular part of the story out of the way, shall we? And then we can get back to the star of the post. Ono met Lennon whilst giving an exhibition in London at the Indica Gallery. Well, most people agree that's the case, including Ono and Lennon themselves actually, though some people prefer Paul McCartney's version of events, whereby in fact he says that they met prior to the exhibition. Whichever thread of events you care to pick up and weave, the outcome is the same. By March 20th, 1969, Yoko Ono had married John Lennon in Gibraltar, and at this point, her life was pretty much changed forever. So that's that bit over with. But what about before then? And after? What about Yoko before the Beatles? Who was she? Where did she come from? And can she ever be considered as simply Yoko rather than John Lennon and? Well, for the answers to all those questions, we have to go right back to February 18th, 1933. And for a short time, back to Japan.